Now to Barcelona, which has been taken over by tech companies showing off their latest gadgets. The massive tech trade show, the Mobile World Congress, runs through tomorrow. NPR's Aarti Shahani is there and toured the exhibition floor.
The smart car by Jaguar. It didn't really impress me. Yeah, it's cool you can be in Jakarta and with a phone app unlock the doors to your SUV over in Johannesburg, but a bunch of car makers are doing that. What I've never seen before, what I'm seeing for the first time here in Innovation City, as it's called, is a bike maker doing it.
This bike right now is only offered in China.
Teresa Bowie is with a company called Jasper. She says you just have to log on.
Download an app, and now I pair my phone with this bike.
From a distance, it looks like a standard commuter bike. Stand up closer and realize this is the Tesla of bikes. There are sensors embedded in the handles, a computer mounted in between. You can program your desired workout for distance or heart rate.
I can stream my music live over this bike. It's equipped with a GoPro camera.
There's a big button, making it as easy to click as it is to brake. Essential features for the modern cyclist. The bike takes 6 hours to fully charge, and Bowie says it lasts 3 days. If a thief manages to steal it,
instead of find my iPhone, the app will turn on a find my bike.
The tech industry is looking for the next big hit. After the smartphone, will it be the smartwatch, the virtual reality headset? Bowie says these bikes will be big.
They're doing a small rollout in China of 500,000 bikes this year, and then they plan to go globally.
In the acres upon acres of expo floor, I spot in the distance a peculiar smartphone case.
It comes with a stun gun. It's a phone case.
So I'm sorry, a stun gun?
Yeah, it's a bundle.
Jamie Park with 24/7 Inc., based in Seoul, Korea, shows me a case with little electrodes in the upper right-hand corner. That's the sound of electric shocks. Some cases have bling, this has bang. This is smartphone security. Say you're walking and feel threatened by someone or fall prey to crime. You activate an app on the phone called Vault. It unlocks this weapon and it turns on your camera to start recording the entire scene for whatever police investigation may follow. It also plays a siren to make it sound like help is on the way. On my way to the cafeteria, I run into a strange grocery store. It's a big flat screen TV with pictures of food on rotating shelves.
This is Etty Salat's virtual mall.
Spokeswoman Tish Alexander.
It's available in Dubai and UAE. There's about 19 of these in trams and metro stations.
Etty Salat is a mobile operator, like Verizon, only it's got this unusual partnership with a local grocery chain to sell mushrooms, red peppers, Twinings tea, all your local needs.
It's like being at the market.
Yeah, like being at the market. Everyone can see what you buy then as well.
Delivery to your doorstep in as fast as 2 hours, she says. Beat that, Amazon. Aarti Shahani, NPR News, Barcelona.